This is regional news coverage from the KPIA newsroom. I'm Matt Evans. The same reservoirs in northern states that were blamed for last year's flooding on the Missouri River are now giving that same river a boost during a severe drought. With the help of water from reservoirs in North Dakota and Montana, the Missouri River hasn't lost its depth beyond a one-foot drop in some places downstream from Kansas City. The Kansas City Star reports that the Mississippi River on the east side of the state and waterways in Kansas and Nebraska aren't so fortunate. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers began tapping into reservoir water Friday after depleting last year's supply of snowpack and rain. Corps officials say there is plenty of water in the northern reservoirs to keep the river moving. A southeast Missouri county has been told it won't be getting any money for damage caused by the activation of the Birds Point New Madrid floodway last year. The Southeast Missourian reports that Mississippi County's clerk gave county commissioners a letter with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers decision on Thursday. A Corps spokesperson says the letter, quote, constitutes the final administrative action on the county's $75 million claim for flood damage. The county had argued that the Corps' activation of the floodway was negligent. The levee was intentionally breached to prevent flooding in an Illinois community upriver. The ongoing drought obviously hurts most crops across the state and the Midwest, but not honey. As KRCU's Jacob McClellan reports, the dry weather actually helps beekeepers.
Ray Neighbors is pretty positive about this year's honey crop. He's a retired apiculture specialist for the Delta Research Center in Portageville, Missouri, and he's kept bees for over 35 years. In Missouri's Boot Heel, bees gather nectar from cotton and soybeans.
The nectar that's coming out of that cotton and soybeans because of this really hot, dry weather is thick. It's not thin. So the bees are not having to dry it down as much so they can gather more of it even though it's a thicker consistency.
That thick nectar should lead to a strong honey harvest. But naturally, the main impediment during drought is scarce water. Neighbors says there could be less honey if bees spend too much time looking for H2O to cool down the hive. I'm Jacob McClelland.
Republican Missouri U.S. Representative Vicki Hartzler wants to reduce federal regulators' authority over hydroelectric projects. Hartzler's district includes parts of the Lake of the Ozarks that has been embroiled in controversy during the past year over land near the lake. Land included within the boundary of the hydroelectric project falls under the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission's authority, while other property does not. The Congresswoman plans to introduce legislation designed to limit FERC's authority over issues not directly connected to power generation. The measure would allow state legislation to give local communities greater authority over shoreline management. Hartzler plans to hold a news conference today at her home in Camdenton near Lake of the Ozarks. Narcotics investigators in Franklin County, Missouri may soon have their own TV show. The Washington, Missourian reports that a new reality TV program called Meth Busters will feature the Franklin County officers. Franklin County has been among the leading counties in the nation for meth lab busts for more than a decade. The commander of their narcotics unit, Jason Grellner, is a nationally recognized advocate for tougher anti-meth laws. Plans call for the TV crew to be in Franklin County for 3 weeks of filming starting this week. Grellner says the series is expected to air on several cable TV channels. A Columbia woman is getting back $1,300 she accidentally left among items she donated to a Goodwill store last year. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that the woman, identified only as Sharon, plans to donate some of that money back to Goodwill. The money was found in September by 23-year-old Albert Jesse, who turned it over to a manager. Goodwill spokesman Ron Scallion says that Sharon had asked about the money, but her inquiry got lost in management changes. She contacted the organization again about her accidental donation after seeing a story about employees at a St. Louis Goodwill finding more than $14,000 and turning it over to managers. Scanlon was able to verify the money in Columbia belongs to the woman, who was the only person to ask about it. Supporters of a petition to decriminalize small amounts of marijuana in Springfield are running out of time to collect enough signatures to get that issue on the November ballot. The city clerk's office says petition organizers need another 649 signatures before the initiative can go before the city council. They have until August 7th to collect those signatures. Petition organizer Miranda Reynolds says the group Show Me Cannabis still hopes to have the issue before the council at its August 13th meeting. The Springfield News Leader reports that the petition would reduce the penalty for having 35 grams or less of marijuana to a fine, community service, or counseling. The city council can vote the initiative into law or put it on the November ballot. Okay, the city man who is top dominoes player in the world says the game teaches life lessons that are important for young people to learn. Jerome Wooten recently won his fourth world championship in dominoes in the last 5 years. Other players tell the Kansas City Star that Wooten's reputation makes him feared throughout the dominoes world. For KBIA News, I'm Matt Evans.